happy birthday. I think it's so awesome that you're about to turn 80 and still going. Can you believe how recording has changed in our lifetimes?
Well, especially in my lifetime. Your lifetime probably much shorter than mine. I remember buying my first record was a 45 RPM recording of the Mendelssohn Hebrides Overture in 1954. And then I bought from the money I earned as a caddy on the golf course, I bought 3 LPs. That was then.
Yeah.
And so it's been 50, 60 years now of record collecting too.
I imagine that it's quite a collection.
Well, it's all in storage now because I have everything on the Naxos Music Library now. So I listen mostly online.
It's much, much easier, I know, myself. Are there ones that stick out that project proposals? I mean, I just think about a few of the conductors like Maren Alsop and Joanne Folletta, Leonard Slatkin. Are there particular projects that stick out that you remember either early on or as of late that just were impressive or some of your favorites?
Well, I mean, the most fortunate happening ever was when we were starting to make recordings for the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. And they said, well, we have this young American principal guest conductor called Maren Alsop. Why don't you do something with her? I'd never heard of her, and that was 97 or 98. And then I got in touch with her, and then she said, how about some Barber? And said, okay, let's do Barber Complete. And that's how the cooperation started. And she's been with us ever since for 18 years now.
Was there ever a point where you were tempted to go, gosh, well, you know, our Hong Kong Symphony is selling pretty well and our, you know, Stephen Gunzenhauser records are doing pretty well. But gosh, if I had that latest pop star, if I had that latest hip hop artist, boy, we could just sell 2 million, 10 million. Were there ever that sort of temptation to not do classical music?
Definitely not. I mean, I still believe that classic music is the genre that can best express all human emotions, better than any other form of art, actually, whether it be music or spoken word, I know the written word, or even fine art, although I think fine art sometimes can express moods. But I think if you look at the wide range of human emotions, it's really classical music that can express everything. So there was never any temptation. We did jazz for a while, which wasn't my interest, but we thought we should be in that. And we had a very good producer, Mike Knock, a very well-known jazz pianist. But that wasn't really my thing. And we have nostalgia and so on, which is sometimes enjoyable, but nothing compares with classical music, really.
Well, Klaus, we wish you a very happy birthday and can't thank you enough for what you do for classical music.
Thanks for your kind words, and I was happy to be on your program.